Most English-language media refer to the terrorist group as ISIS. But at the G20 summit in Turkey today, President Obama referred to ISIL, the term the White House prefers to use when describing the violent extremist Islamists. But listen to Secretary of State John Kerry when he speaks about the same group.
People are coming from all over the world, attracted to Daesh and Nusra and whatever, but mostly Daesh, because of the fight against Assad.
So Secretary Kerry, like French President François Hollande, calls the same group by its Arabic acronym Daesh. To help us understand why, Abdurrahim Fukara, Washington bureau chief at Al Jazeera, joins us now. Abdurrahim, welcome to Here and Now.
Good to be with you, Indira.
So tell us, ISIS, ISIL, Islamic State, Daesh, why does the name matter and why so many different names?
What's in a name? Shakespeare asked.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot in a name. When this group first started to come to international prominence about 2 years or so into the Syrian revolution, it called itself in Arabic Tanzim Dawla al-Islamiyya li al-Iraq wa Sham, meaning the Islamic State for Iraq and Sham. Sham is obviously Levant. And when they called themselves Sham, I think they were hoping to kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, because Sham is the word used in early Islamic terminology for current-day Syria. And then Syria, as we know, was carved by the French out of the remains of the Ottoman Empire, the French and the British. So the Islamic State decided that, you know, the Sykes-Picot Agreement is over. There should not be a border between Iraq and Syria. We will create a state that basically assembles back Iraq and Syria and call it the Islamic State for Iraq and Sham, the Levant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Al Jazeera, unlike a lot of English language media, uses the term ISIL, Islamic State in Iraq and the Levant. Why?
Well, we actually use both. We started using Levant, and then gradually, in some broadcasts, people started using Syria. And I think even now we still use both, although the overall inclination is to use the Islamic State for Iraq and Syria more than anything else.
Okay. Well, what about this Arabic term Daesh that we hear Secretary Kerry, President Hollande of France always using? My understanding is that to an Arabic-speaking ear, it sounds quite derogatory, and that's part of the reason they use it?
It is derogatory. Daesh is the acronym for Islamic State for Iraq and Sham, which, as I said earlier, Sham is Syria. So the group wanted to make that statement that it is not Syria, it is Sham, according to early Islamic terminology, and as a transgression of the Sykes-Picot agreement in that part of the Middle East. And so it's quite heavy, or it became quite heavy to say all that name, so people cut it down to Daesh. And, you know, that stuck for a little while, even the Islamic State started using it, and then they realized that it actually doesn't sound so good. Daesh, it rhymes with so many bad words.
Mm.
I heard the former Saudi ambassador to D.C., Turki Faisal, a few weeks ago, refer to it as fawahish. Fawahish is the plural of fahish, so Daesh rhymes with fahish. Fahish is when you say something really or do something really atrocious, including, for example, adultery. So that's the kind of, you know, loaded meaning that this word began to acquire. And then a few weeks ago, we started hearing John Kerry actually use it in recognition that I got the message in the Arab world, this sounds very negative,
right,
so let me use it.
Yes, actually, Secretary Kerry started using it last year. I think he's getting more attention for it now, certainly. I understand that Daesh also sounds like the Arabic word Daes, one who crushes something underfoot, or Dahes, one who sows discord. And the opponents of Daesh are trying to increase those associations in people's minds. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, as I said earlier, the word Daesh rhymes with so many negative words in the Arabic language. I mentioned earlier fahish. Certainly, dahis, as you say, to step onto something, to crush it. And it's really taken off in various parts of the Middle East among people who have a position against ISIS, but against people who just find it easier to say Daesh.
Mm-hmm. All right. So in part, it's an ideological thing, using the term to annoy the group. Abdulrahim Fukara is Al Jazeera's Washington bureau chief. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Indira.